turundusuudised.
A small news that comes from Mintel. And Mintel's Europe manager of trends has brought out an advert that Smith Toys in UK has released that shows a cartoon boy who is imagining that he would what he would do if transformed into a toy for a day. And the advert shows Oscar flying through space as a space rocket, accompanying Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon, and then wearing a pink dress and waving to royal subjects from a castle. And the comment was that that the number of brands across the globe are attempting to question the traditional gender stereotypes that inform a lot of products targeted at kids. But the fact that this portrayal is included in the ad alongside other imagined scenarios, rather than being highlighted on its own, also shows how the company regards that this is not a big deal. And it's important that brands need to recognize this shift and keep in mind that when creating products and services for children, grouping items by interest rather than sex may be one way to acknowledge this new reality while still making navigation of stories and website manageable. So you have been so kind of spent so much time with kids during life. How would you comment the trend?
This is a very good question, because and you're hitting a guy who is really, I can answer this in certain two, three different ways, but I'm going to try to explain for you. Like, okay. I'm a guy who's now 52. I have been in sport all my life, meeting millions of kids. I think I've met more kids than anyone I know.
Probably.
But I am an old guy, so it means that I think in a different way than maybe a younger person would do. And I think I listen a lot to young people because they know where things are going. You understand me? But here's my take on this. In Lazytown, we did everywhere I went, on a plane, in countries, on a bus, everywhere I was. For example, when I picked colors on my characters, I gave every kid on the plane, walked through the plane and said, can you pick for me what color you would put on this girl or a boy or superhero or whatever? 99% the girl was pink and the guy was blue. So I said to myself, I'm not going to fight it. The girl is just going to be pink and the boy is going to be blue. Then I learned more and more. And I realize that this is maybe perception that we have built into kids. So if you speak to a kid and you say to you have to clean your room, it's a mess. And you say that for 5 years, you have to clean your room, it's a mess. You have to clean your room, it's a mess. Every year. The kid is 5 years old. They're going to say, I'm not going to clean my room because I'm a messy kid. If you say, you have to clean your room because you're so organized. You want to find your toys and everything because you're so organized. You're going to clean your room because you're so organized. You say that for 5 years. The kid is going to think when they're five, maybe I clean my room because I am organized. So maybe we have talked to kids in certain way that they choose different colors. That's why they're pink is pink. If you go to a retailer, all the toys are more pinkish with the girls and all the boys are more different colors, etc., etc. But then there comes a brand like who have no gender, like Lego that's why for example most cartoons for kids are animals. They have no colors, they have no race, they have no religion, they are animals. And they can have whatever colors you need, et cetera, et cetera. This is, so I think it's good that we make more toys and everything who are for both sexes. It's important. Like in Iceland now, who chose the first woman as a president in the world 30 years ago, women are number one in the world in rights for women. So now they want in school to have the toilets cannot be marked for boys or a girl. It's not anymore. They want to have it, no sign on it, for example. But now I'm coming to my butt, and maybe it's because I am old. It is possible. But my experience is that boys or girls are totally different. And I think boys and girls, they even play differently. They even move differently. They do different things. There are totally different things how a boy reacts to different toy than a girl. And this is not something that we have taught them. So I think we need to be careful to don't push it the other way around. That certainly this is not helping anyone. So that's why I think instead of looking after clothing and et cetera, how they are, is that we should rather just embrace everything that are creative. And I remember I was reading a book once and with my daughter, and I came to this summit that they were talking about books, and there was a lot of people on the stage, 1,000 people in the room, and they were talking about good books and bad books for kids. And they took up this book and they said, here is an example of an extremely bad book. And they opened the book and they showed, here are 6 pictures in this book, and picture 1, the dad is going to school with a kid and he have a hat on and blue scarf and red socks. On a picture 3 in the book, certainly the scarf is pink and the socks are blue. And then, so they were talking about how badly it was done. And I know why it happened, because they have different illustrators, maybe in different countries, maybe one from India, maybe one from Pakistan. And they did it and nobody coordinate the book. So it was like bad production, kind of. So in the end, the book was given out and it was sloppy. It was a little bit like, why isn't it like, it should be the same, because he went to school and came back, he should have the same socks. And I said to them, guys, this is maybe truth, but do you know when I'm sitting with my kid reading this book, I said to my kid, when we are finished reading the text, do you see any difference between the picture number 1 and 3? And my kid is looking all the picture and he finds the socks. So we learned the word socks and we learned blue and we also learned red and the pink and the scarf. And he started to notice, wow, okay. So the book was much more education for me than a good book was perfect. So I think when we start to aim our aim at, oh, it's just for girls or just for boys, we should have all of it. We should have only for boys, only for girls, and also for both. But we should not only have everything have to be for both. That's my point.
Very good. I like it a lot. But if looking back, you actually within LazyTown had the power to change the perceptions if you had wanted, yes?
Yes.
But you chose not to focus on these issues.
No, because I thought in my mind, I thought like there are girls in LazyTown who's wearing blue. There are guys in LazyTown who's wearing yellow. And so I don't know if that's a girl or boy color. I have no idea. My take on it was much more, I'm going to focus on to get kids to move, motivate them that when they watched LazyTown, they would stand up and they would move. They would go out and play. They would see, believe that they can do stuff. They would run into the kitchen and say to the mom and dad, I want a sports candy. I want fruit and vegetables. And they would call it sports candy. Because to do sports candy, it's much more than fruit and vegetables. And it gives you things to do. So I want to focus more on that. But if you would ask me, would I do it differently today? Maybe I would. But it's not what I believe in. It's more what the pressure of the
society is.
Yes. But I agree with that a little bit. I think if I'm going to get people to put their hand high up in the air, I really need to go high up with my hand so people would do it, so they would follow. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
So I think we should take a notice to this and really think about it, that we should have different, that girls and boys can be different. And, of course, there's not such thing as a boy color or a girl color, not really. But we also have to be careful that we still need to have maybe what somebody only, that boy who only want blue. It should also be, we cannot kill it. And because I totally believe in one thing. People ask me, what is a good idea? And I say, a good idea when anything is possible. Okay, what does it mean? Let's say if I would come to you and say, what about we make an idea about love? We say, what about the concept love? You would say, it's a fantastic idea, Magnus. Anything is possible, but it's not possible to explain it. What is love? Freedom is the same. I would say, what about freedom? If you would say freedom is something, you have eliminated the word. You have said freedom. Wait a minute. It's not like this then? If you try to explain it, you cannot say, then it's not freedom anymore. Humor. What about humor? Think about it. People could laugh. You would say, wow, that is a great idea. So anything is possible. Could be dirty jokes and children's joke and whatever jokes. That is fine. But I'm not saying that you should use them all. You understand me?
Absolutely.
But there's possibilities. So what I'm saying, don't try to say, no, we only have to tell joke about white men, fat white men. Don't go there. So don't say, oh, we only have to make toys that for both sexes. Mm-hmm. Make it wider than that. So some toys are for both sexes, some are not. But everybody should be aware of it, that not only doing pink and blue.